Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Christ the King, Christ's Glorious Kingdom. Today we consider Luke chapter 23, starting at verse 35. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Welcome home. What do these words mean to you when you hear the words? Are you thinking of coming home after a vacation to the comfort of your home? Perhaps these words are said to you when you visit your parents after you have moved out of their home. Maybe it is as simple as after a long day when you pull in the garage, you mutter these words to yourself. There is a sense of comfort in these words. Home, a special place of belonging and with comfort and peace. As Jesus was hanging on the cross on Good Friday, many things were happening around him. Some were mourning his pain and imminent death. Others were laughing and hurling insults at Jesus as he was suffering. Jesus hung on the middle cross. The Bible says one criminal hung to his right and one to his left. One of the criminals mocked Jesus and asked for a miracle. The criminal wondered if Jesus is truly the Savior, why he didn't save himself and them as well. The other criminal had more of a humble approach on the cross. He even realized that they were being punished fairly. But Jesus had done nothing to deserve the punishment of dying on the cross. He even asked Jesus to have pity on him and remember him when Jesus enters his kingdom. Jesus turned to the criminal and said, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." What amazing words! Can you imagine the shock of the criminal as Jesus gave him this comfort? Jesus is welcoming him into paradise, his eternal home. One day, Jesus will say to us too, "Welcome home." We pray. Jesus sinners does receive. Even I have been forgiven. And when I this earth must leave, I shall find an open heaven. Dying, still to him I cleave. Jesus sinners does receive. Amen. A thought to ponder. Take time to pause today and marvel at the promise Jesus gives to us, just like the thief on the cross. Today, you will be with me in paradise. May God bless your week.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.